Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Distinguished and brave rabbis, I bow my head before the courage and fidelity of your witness that you have borne here and so stoically through many tribulations here and elsewhere. Religious scholars, leaders, brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I congratulate the organizers of this outstanding and ecumenical event, which has drawn together people of all faiths and none. And those who have none, I urge you quickly to find it. Because this is a transitory life. I was asked in a flurry of interviews when I came in the door about the abuse and accusation which activists in this cause face in this country at this time. And I pointed out that on the judgment day, we will at least be able to pray that in aid of our application for salvation, we'll be able to say at least that when they lied about us, when they assaulted us, when they torched our cars, in my case, when they hospitalized us, when they traduced us and defamed us, we had the courage to stand firm and stand tall and bear witness to the truth. And this audience here today is bearing witness to the truth, which is at least a plea in mitigation before the Almighty in our application, which all of us will have to make. And whilst on religious points, I had to laugh as I saw the giant orangutan, Donald Trump, sitting next to Benjamin Netanyahu in Davos, both of them prattling about the biblical and religious paths that had led them here. I wondered if there was any fool anywhere who believed that Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump care a damn about religion. Both of them are hypocrites, utter hypocrites. Donald Trump will be lucky to be still the president of the United States by the end of this year. Netanyahu will be lucky still to be the prime minister, if luck that is, of the apartheid state of Israel. Both of them might be in prison. Both of them might well be in prison by the end of this year. And as they stroked each other's feathers and self-congratulated and congratulated each other, I could feel a revulsion, a bile rising in the throats of all decent people everywhere. The distinguished rabbi was correct in one respect. It's not actually really relevant on the bigger level where the United States has its embassy. The point is, it's an embassy to an illegitimate state that should be no more. Should be no more. But it was incredibly stupid, as the rabbi said, to pour petrol on an already burning battlefield. It was so stupid that no other country in the world recognized their recognition. Even our own, and we do everything that the United States tells us to do. Only two countries in the world supported it. The United States and Israel. And the Marshall Islands, and 5 other atolls who, by some strange alchemy, have seats in the United Nations. Literally atolls, outcrops of rock, on one of which its only purpose is so that the United States can explode nuclear weapons on it for testing purposes. The representative raised a hand with 6 fingers in support of Donald Trump's move. It's unbelievably stupid because it can only intensify the conflict which, if we're not careful, will consume Jerusalem and all of its holy places, holy to all 3 of the great religions. The presence of the distinguished rabbis and the purity of their message underscores the first important point I wish to make here. It is a foul lie to describe us as anti-Semitic. It is nothing less than a calumny to imply the opposition to the apartheid state of Israel has anything to do with animosity or hatred towards Judaism or Jews. As I frequently point out, many Jews are not Zionists. Most Zionists are not Jews. Many Zionists hate Jews. If you think George W. Bush loved Jews, you've never been to his golf club where they don't allow them as members. Many Zionists, fascist organizations, including here in Britain, hate Jews and love Israel. Go figure. Many Jews are not Zionists. Most Zionists are not Jews. Many Zionists hate Jews. We, on the other hand, love Jews. It is our obligation, our religious obligation, to respect and love Jews. And I love these men sitting here as I love my own father, God rest his soul. We hate Zionism, not least because it has led so many of the Jewish people off the path of righteousness and onto the path of gangsterism. The people of Einstein and Epstein became the people of Netanyahu and Lieberman. One of the many crimes of Zionism is to have sucked so many Jewish people into the vortex that allows them to all day. I hope they're being paid for it, because many of them are doing it all day, justifying the incarceration in a cold prison cell and the threat of rape and murder against a 16-year-old girl, Ahed Tamimi, for slapping a soldier. Incidentally, the soldier slapped her first, as the video shows. But she has every legal, never mind moral, every legal right to slap that soldier. That soldier was illegally on her family's property. That soldier and his friends had illegally shot her cousin hours earlier. And the effort that they are putting in on WikiLeaks, Wikipedia rather, dozens, scores of amendments to Ahed Tamimi's Wikipedia entry, because they know it's not a good look. It's not a good look, this. This young, brave, beautiful girl who, since she was a child, has been slapping Israeli soldiers. God strengthen her slap, and have everyone slap illegal occupiers and oppressors in Palestine and around the world. Ahed Tamimi has shamed the Arab leaders, the 20 stone Arab leaders who need a block and tackle to lift them out of their thrones, to visit their bordellos and their casinos. Ahed Tamimi is the Arab leader. Ahed should be the leader of the Arab world, not the kings and the princes who masquerade as leaders. This brave girl and her family face an uncertain future. She may beat this rap, but there'll be another one along in a minute. She may survive a prison sentence, but there'll be another long one along in a minute. And who knows what criminal, God forbid, will physically harm her or eliminate her. But if they do, they should know that they will not stop her. Dead or alive, Ahed Tamimi is an example of the Arabs and the Muslims risen to new moral heights. It's been a very bad few. I've been in this campaign, this cause, since I was a teenager, and now I'm not. It's quite a long time. I've seen ups and downs. When I first got involved in this cause, you could have fitted all the supporters of the PLO into this hall, all the supporters in all of Britain, and had room for some elephants at the back. Now we are millions, tens of millions. But I never saw a worse few weeks than what I've watched for Israel. Because people's journalism, citizen journalism, mobile telephones are bringing us daily footage of their crimes in occupied Palestine. They cannot stop us. Once upon a time, by the stranglehold of a small number of outlets in the media owned by rich and powerful people who invariably supported Israel, they could choke off the reality of what was happening in occupied Palestine. But now they cannot. I watched a video last night of them arresting a five-year-old boy, 5 years old, a soldier who has to go home to his wife at night, who has to look himself in the mirror in the morning, who tucks his own children into bed with a weapon, was arresting a 5 years old child, throwing him into an iron armored personnel carrier, closing the door and taking him off to God knows what fate. Oh, what a pity, I was just getting started. Daily these crimes are being committed, and now they are committed in front of our eyes. So in the moment I have left, what do we do? The first thing we do is we stand firm and we stand tall. Whatever they call us, they're lying. And we'll explain how and why. The second thing we do is that we take a conscious decision, not just for ourselves, to boycott all goods and services emanating, not just from the illegally occupied territories, settlements. They're all settlements. It's all illegally occupied territory. We boycott and we refuse to legitimize. We don't get into schoolboy debates with Israeli supporters of apartheid. I was underground illegally in apartheid South Africa. working for the African National Congress and for the liberation of the people of South Africa. The very idea that I should go to the Oxford Union and debate with a Boer supporter of apartheid South Africa would have been laughable, risible, insulting. The same is true here, because as the grandson of Nelson Mandela himself said in Palestine last week, apartheid Israel is even worse than apartheid South Africa. Amandla, victory to the Palestinian people.